Hey there, and welcome to the Pondering Stepmom podcast. I am Michelle, and thank you for tuning in today. Only one more episode until it's officially the 100th episode of this podcast, which I never thought I would be doing 100 episodes of this. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, once again, thanks to everyone who's tuned in over the years. Through my in the closet pandemic recordings that I'm sure sounded not that hot. yeah, it's been an interesting journey. I appreciate everyone listening and giving me this amazing feedback, like I've gotten today. So let's get to today's topic. All right, the topic that I posted was, is there something or many things you used to do as a stepmom that you had to stop doing because it was causing you to experience burnout and or resentment? Please explain and describe if this change helped you. Additionally, how did those around you and within your blended family react to it? I knew when I posted this was going to be a big one. This is, you know, a lot of stepmoms who have been through a lot of stuff eventually hit a wall. And, you know, I've gone through this myself where for a lot of years, there were a lot of things that I did. And then one day I just hit that wall and I had to stop doing those things because I was running on empty. So let's get started over on the Pondering Nooks Instagram with a comment from Laura who says, disciplining my stepsons. They lived with us full time. Finally, around early teens, I had to stop being their disciplinarian and leave that 100% to their dad, my husband. It was hard in some ways. I tend to be controlling. But once I let that go, I found peace. I now know how important it is for the step parent to take a back seat when it comes to discipline and let the biological parent handle that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is such a good one. Oh my goodness. Especially when you have them with you full time. I mean, how hard is it to not be a disciplinarian? You know, when you're doing full-time parenting, basically. So I know how hard that can be. And I know how hard it can be to want to control situations. We've talked about this before. And letting go and letting dad take it. And that also includes letting go of the fact that dad may not handle things the way that you would or the way that you think he should handle things. And that's a big one that we should address. So yeah, good for you. I mean, I'm assuming that really helped you. And yeah, dad can discipline them. That's totally reasonable. All right, comment here from Crystal, who says the thing she stopped doing was making sure the kids had gifts for their birth mom on her birthdays, Christmas, and Mother's Day, and trying to keep them from the truth of their mother in general. At some point, they have to learn the sad truth and accept it as they get older and decide how they want to move forward with her based on her actions. Thank you, Crystal. Yeah, this was also something that I had to let go of. In the very beginning, I would take my stepson out and buy stuff for his mom for her birthday or for Mother's Day or for Christmas. And that went on for a few years until one day I just realized, you know what? You know, he's older now, he can handle this. And if he really wants a parent to take him out and get something for his mom, he should probably have his dad do it because it was too much for me. And I started out like a lot of stepmoms in the beginning with really good intentions. You know, I wanted him to have something for her. So yeah, that's a big one too that I think a lot of us have been through. Trisha says, I've stopped doing any drop-offs and pickups where high-conflict biomom might be involved. I'll go with my husband if she will be there, but I won't do it by myself. I no longer help high-conflict biomom out with watching my stepkids. I'll do it for my husband when it's convenient for me, but I will not go out of my way or change plans for her. Awesome. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, again, a lot of us in the beginning, especially, will go out of our way and we will change plans to try and be that, super stepmom. But once you realize it's draining you of just any sort of joy and it's stressing you out, that needs to change. And there's no reason why you should have to do that, especially if your husband's not around and it's not convenient for you and you don't feel comfortable doing it. And I would say, as long as you and your husband are on the same page about that, that's great. All right. Amanda says, trying to be involved in anything not at my house. I finally realized I can't control it, so why worry about it? I've stopped not making plans on kid weekends just in case they have something. If no one can communicate with me, then I'm continuing to live. I decided I'm not missing out on things for my family and friends on the off chance I'll be needed for something for the kids. Sounds selfish on the outside. But this stepmom is also an auntie and a sister. Yes, thank you, Amanda. Yes, you are more than a stepmom. You have a life, you have other family, you have friends. And if you're having an issue with not being communicated to on the weekends where you have the stepkids and you're putting your life on hold constantly, and that's upsetting you, that definitely needs to stop. And I'm sure that was a huge, huge, huge decision for her. And it probably wasn't easy, because it's hard not to, worry about what everyone's going to think. Are they going to be disappointed? Are they going to be mad at me if I've made other plans? So, yeah, that's a big one. And good for you because, yeah, you have a life and you are not selfish for wanting to make things in your life a priority. All right, and the next comment I'm going to read here is from Jen, who says, I stopped trying to co-parent with BioMom. Realized I was only making myself mad by trying to reason with her. We did parallel parenting for years. That was tough too, though, when my stepdaughter would do stuff at her mom's that I would never allow. And now we have stepdaughter full time, and it's so much easier. She has consistency, not just in terms of household rules, expectations, consequences, etc., but she also has emotional stability. BioMom definitely has unhealthy codependency issues emotionally with stepdaughter. Thanks, Jen. Yeah, and unfortunately, this is something a lot of us stepmoms go through when you feel like you're trying and you're trying and you're trying. You're trying to communicate, you're trying to do all the right things as far as BioMom's concerned. You're trying not to step on her toes, but you're also trying to be supportive. And then one day you just sort of give up. And like she said, the parallel parenting is really hard as well. It's an alternative way of parenting where you don't really interact so much with the other household. But even that is very difficult, especially on the child, especially if, the bio mom is high conflict or non-communicative. So yeah, I don't blame her at all. And it looks like they have her full time now. So that's also a relief, looks like, for her and her situation because she's able to have more control over behavior and rules, and it's just more consistent. All right. The good stepmother commented that she has stopped helping my husband respond to his ex. I'd get pissed off at her antics and pissed off at my husband's initial responses. It was too much negativity. also being involved in choosing stepson's extracurricular sports. He's got two parents that can figure it out. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for this. Yeah, I think a lot of us have gotten roped into the whole responses, whether it's email or text. I've certainly found myself in the past helping my husband compose communication with his ex. I'm a little bit of a better communicator, I'd like to think, in that realm. So I kind of wanted to take over, realized that was probably not the best choice. It was probably best to let him handle that on his own. Also, yeah, your stepchild does have two parents that can figure out the sports situation, and you can step away from that. You don't have to do that, especially if you're feeling all that negativity. Yep, absolutely reasonable. And if that helped you, more power to you. All right. Comment here from Audrey, who says, yes, just about everything. I am done parenting at this point and have pretty much given up. Stepdaughter is now turning 15. Battles about making her shower and brush her teeth are over. She wears dirty clothes and sleeps with garbage in her bed now. I am tired. At this age, do what you want. I can't be the only one who cares. Thanks, Audrey. Wow, I am sorry. That sounds like you're dealing with a lot. And what she said at the end is something that I used to say all the time. I can't be the only one who cares. And when you're a stepmom who's already exhausted and you feel like perhaps you're the only one who cares or who's getting stressed out or who's even trying, that's when you know you've hit a wall. And that's when you know that something needs to change. And I don't know exactly the situation that's going on with her partner or the bio mom, but yeah, it sounds like she definitely needs to step away from that situation. Thank you, Audrey. All right. And now I'm going to move on to some anonymous comments. I've got a couple of those here on the Ponder Nooks Instagram. I haven't heard a whole lot from stepmoms in regards to how those around them reacted to the changes they made or the things that they stopped doing that they used to do. But it looks like this stepmom does describe what happened. All right, she says, when my stepson first started visiting, it was consistently every single weekend. I went from having no kids and Sundays to myself to having him every weekend, all weekend, until about 4:30 p.m. The issue with this was that my significant other worked all day on Sundays, so it was just my stepson and I until bio mom arrived. I asked if we could go to three weekends on and one weekend off, and the world essentially blew up because how dare I cut his visitation short and how dare I interfere with her weekends now that she was accustomed to only having two kids versus three. They worked it out. I also had offered to help meet halfway on Sundays so that my significant other wasn't driving the full 3.5 to 4 hour round trip on Fridays and she on Sundays. I explicitly told my significant other as we were trying to conceive that once I got pregnant and the pregnancy got further along, I would no longer be participating in the drop-off and pickups. Bio mom was furious, as was he. I was told I was selfish and that I was treating my stepson as if he wasn't my child. I stood my ground, and now they have worked out exchange plans amongst themselves. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, I mean, good for you. That is, yeah. I mean, the first thing that stands out, of course, is that her husband isn't even home on those days, and it's just her with her stepchild. So she's doing it alone, and then, she's trying to conceive, and that is a long trip, for the exchange. That's crazy. And it is definitely and absolutely reasonable for her to say, I'm not going to participate in those long drives anymore. And they can figure it out. And despite all the blowback she got, look what happened. They figured it out. So, yeah, I think a lot of us stepmoms fear the blowback that we're going to get if we say we're going to stop doing something that we've always done. But I think you'll find in the end that dad and bio mom actually end up figuring it out when you're not there to sort of cushion everything. So, yes, thank you very, very much for that. All right. And the last comment I'm going to read today is from a stepmom who says, I used to take my stepson on his mom's days sometimes, or keep him longer and allow her to pick him up. But she took full advantage of this and me. She also used to make the custody schedule based on her social life and give it to us a few days into the month. So I had to push my husband towards enforcing a set schedule. I had to say, if it wasn't set, I couldn't be willing to help because it was completely unfair and it was making me resentful of the time with my stepson and always being last minute changes. I should clarify, I was taking him extra on my own while my husband was at work. So I ended up giving up my free time so she could have free time. Don't get me wrong, I love the kid. Thank you. Oh yeah, there's a few things here. Just taking her stepson when it was supposed to be mom's days. I've done that too, or allowing her to come later when she was supposed to come at a certain time. I did all those things and I felt taken advantage of. We went through this too, where bio mom's social life started to cause the schedule to be all over the place. And there really, it got to a point where there wasn't a set schedule, and we were just continually sort of taking him a lot more. So yeah, good on this stepmom for pushing her husband towards enforcing a set schedule. This is not fair to this stepmom. And like she said, it was making her feel resentful of the time she was with him. Because it wasn't her choice. She was trying to do something to help someone else out, and then she started feeling resentful because nothing was planned, nothing was, considerate of her time. And that's one of the biggest things that stepmoms get upset about that I've talked about before with the routines and the schedules. It's not necessarily the schedule as much as it is the stepmom feeling like she's not considered in the schedule, like she's not even a thought, like her plans or things or time just is not considered. And that's big. And then also, it strikes me at the end where she says, don't get me wrong, I love the kid. And she shouldn't have to feel like she has to justify that. Of course, she cares and loves for her stepchild, but she should also have her time, and everyone else around her should be considerate and caring of her time. So, yeah, that's a big one. Good for her. I think that's awesome. She took her time back. I'm just smiling right now because, like, I have been here. I have been here, and I know how hard it is to. Have that confrontation and that conversation and say, look, I'm not doing this anymore. And I know you all got used to me doing this in the beginning, but I can't do it. I love you guys, but in this case, I love me more. And that's really what you have to say. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you don't love your husband. It doesn't mean you don't love your stepchild or your stepchildren. But you can also love yourself, and you can also love your time, and you can also love your peace. All right. Well, that is it for today. These were fantastic comments, really great feedback. I was just nodding and like in agreement, and like I've been there with every single thing I read. It was fantastic. Thank you so much, everyone, for your feedback. And I'm gonna have to think of a topic for next week's 100th episode. Please message me if you have any suggestions. I'm totally open. All right, well, I'm gonna go. And as always, have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you may be. And I'll talk at you soon. Bye.